And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day. There's new in the kingdom of God. There's new in God's kingdom. Also, it will get better. It's going to get better. Nothing, by the way, is lost. We're going to dive into, is anything really lost? Ooh. What does that mean, Dave? I can't tell you yet. And then we'll close it out with the sun will come out.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. No, it's not a best of. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic, by the way, is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back. But stand by for SRN News.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Residents in eastern Tennessee continue to deal with wildfires in the Great Smoky Mountains. Gatlinburg Police Chief Randall Bracken says fires still threaten some areas, so not everyone can return home.
Safety is the main concern. And as of right now, it is unsafe, and we just can't do that until we make sure. We'll get folks back in their home as soon as possible.
Seven people have died in the wildfires. Meanwhile, just down the road from Knoxville, McMinn County Mayor John Gentry says 20 people were injured by a tornado in Athens, Tennessee this morning.
3 to 4 have been transported to other facilities that offer a higher level of care and trauma. But the rest have been released, as we understand.
Tornadoes were also reported in Alabama and Georgia. The FBI's Angela Byers says they still aren't sure why student Abdul Razak Ali Artan went on the attack at Ohio State University, and they haven't dismissed a possible terror angle.
It appears that Artan may have at least been inspired by Anwar al-Awlaki and the Islamic State in the Levant, and we will continue to pursue this as part of this investigation.
Artan was fatally shot by a police officer shortly after driving into pedestrians and then slashing people with a knife. 13 people were injured. The White House is praising President-elect Donald Trump's deal with Carrier Corporation to keep nearly 1,000 jobs in the United States, but it's trying to play down the significance of the agreement. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Trump deserves credit for brokering the deal, which the air conditioning company says will keep the jobs in Indiana instead of moving them to Mexico. But Earnest says Trump would have to be successful at repeating that feat 804 more times to meet President Obama's record of job creation. On Wall Street, the Dow by 2 points, the Nasdaq dropped 56, the S&P lower by 6, oil at $49.44 a barrel. This is SRN News.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Aitin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true.
Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The season of Advent began last Sunday. It's a time to rejoice in the hope that lies ahead. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. The Alaska Christian Women's Ministry reminds us that Advent is a season of great anticipation. We wait, hushed in a noisy world that does not know what it's missing. We wait in expectation for the Child King's arrival, knowing He has already come, knowing He is coming again. We wait and we hope. What is hope exactly? The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines hope as desiring something with the expectation of obtainment. But what do we hope for? If we look around us, we see the world in a dire state, not a new condition for mankind. When Jesus was born into the world, people were starving, families were broken, and nations were war-torn, evil men ruled, disease destroyed. Hopelessness reigned in people's hearts. The good news is Jesus' arrival into this world, His birth, His life, His death, and His resurrection. Every person who meets Jesus and opens their hearts to His message finds their longings fulfilled and their expectations surpassed. Jesus brought hope to this world. While He often brings physical hope and rescue, He always brings hope of the heart, hope that what we desire in our innermost being, acceptance, love, forgiveness, life abundant, can be obtained despite our circumstances, because His presence is always with us. How would you describe your health care? Well, the word affordable probably is not the first word to come to mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted health care option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I want to let you know this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. It's simple. If you have an unauthorized skylight, which is essentially somebody dropped a bowling ball through your roof and you didn't authorize that, they are the solution. If your roof has roofitis, which means it has a disease and it needs a cure, Excalibur Roofing is that cure. If you're looking to deal with somebody that's got an unofficial roof title, how about this? Ministers of Roof. That's an unofficial title. That way you can deal with somebody with an unofficial title, but it's a cool one. Here's the bottom line. You've got a covering over your house, over your dome of your head. You have a covering. It's a roof. If you need any work, if you need any estimates, if it's new roof replacements, if it's old roof repairs, if it's waterproofing, if it's commercial, if it's residential, doesn't matter. Your answer lies within Excalibur Roofing, and you can reach them in a few different ways. One, you can call them, people using phones. Imagine that. 7 billion people on the planet, 4 billion phones. Wow. Excalibur Roofing can be reached at 760-743-8803. Somebody once told me the age of the phone is dead. Okay. Sure. That's why we got dumb phones. That's the number again, 760-743-8803. Also, excaliburroofing.com is their website. They are advanced, you know. And then Facebook. You go to Facebook, type in Excalibur Roofing. You get a chance to see some of the ministry they do, which is cool, because then you kind of connect to them and go, hey, that's cool. I like that. I did get a message from my good friend Steve Wheeler, by the way, from Whitefields Ministries. He did ask me to remind people he is in a foreign land right now, and he has brought Bibles to pastors who do not have Bibles to teach out of. It's like, what? Now, he, right now, what they do at Whitefields, they support rural pastors.
And when we say rural pastors, you and I, we think of the rural country doctor who's driving the old car and's got the funny hat and has all the really cute little ways of healing people or whatever, you know, chew on this, you know, kind of attitude, right? That is not this. When we're talking about rural pastors that Whitefield's ministry is dealing with, we're talking about pastors that live 400 or 500 miles from a main city where they're also 20 or 30 miles from a road. That's rural. And where they preach the gospel, there is danger for their lives. So Whitefield's ministry's brought Bibles there, and then they're training the pastors, they're teaching them, and Steve's a pretty educated guy, and he trains them and teaches them and releases them and supports them, and that's what Whitefield does, supports rural pastors. Ooh, that is just fantastic. Go to whitefields.org to get more information or to read a letter from one of those pastors, which, by the way, when they write a letter and they send it to Whitefield's Ministries, is a couple of month, you know, response. It takes a long time to get there, a long time to get it to a regular kind of mail system. It's unbelievable. Whitefields.org, 760-846-8610. And you can always tell Brenda that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, not Becky. Okay. We're going to do one called There's New in God's Kingdom. There's new in God's kingdom. Let's get ready for it. Revelation chapter 21, verse 5 says this. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. I am making everything new. Yes, it's in the book of Revelation, but don't tell me it doesn't have application to early Christians, current Christians, and future Christians. And here's the issue. The issue or the question is it old? Is your faith stale? Is it dry as bones? Is there really not much to it? Because it just seems like it's the same old, same old, same old. In God, that really doesn't operate that way. God is not like, let's do the same thing over and over again because I'm bored, you're bored, we're bored, and let's be boring together. Okay. That is not what's going on. What takes place in the kingdom of God is the Lord is continually doing things in people's lives that, from our perspective, is new. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19 says this, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. If your faith, your relationship, your connection, your existence with God is boring, 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 it is not God's fault and it is not a problem on heaven's side. I will go out on a limb and venture to say that if a Martian landed in a spaceship in the middle of your front yard and you went out to meet that Martian, you would not think that experience is boring. It's just the way I take it, the way I look at it. What happens is that we put God in a routine that fits into our realm and it becomes repetitive and patternized and there's nothing life-giving in it. And if the Holy Spirit shows up, we just scratch our head and go, huh? The Lord is active. The Word of God, by the way, is alive. So if the Word of God is alive and active, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, and 1 Peter chapter 1, if that, in fact, is the case, that the Word of God is alive and active, His words have life in them, then how can He be anything less than alive and active? But if that's not translating to your relationship with the Lord, then there's a problem. It's just not on God's side. So here's something I'm going to challenge you with. And, you know, people say, well, that's kind of like a prophetic word. This is not a prophetic word. This is a biblical reality. God makes changes in our lives, continually conforming us to the image of Christ. If God is doing nothing in your life at all, something's wrong with you. Not that he's got to be doing bells and whistles. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying if there's just zero activity, it's like God's on Pluto, well, then you need to spend more time with him and engage with him and connect to him, because connecting with the Lord, connecting with the King of the universe is many things, but boring is not one of them.
The Lord takes what would appear to be a wasteland and brings streams into it. So even if you're in the doldrums right now, the great news is you don't have to stay in the doldrums. You're not required, because the Lord is doing new things. He's doing things in our lives and making pathways in our lives. And if we would but tune in, it's so funny to say on radio, tune in. The hardest thing on the AM dial really is to get the dial just to the right spot to tune in, right? You know, you go, zzz, you go like that back and forth on your little button. Or if you're in, you know, the older days, the really big button on the really big box. But the point is, what do you need to do to catch that frequency? Man, we need to tune in to hear and to hear clearly. And then sometimes you'll hear it and it's a little bit staticky, or it goes, and then you got to just refine that tuner just a little so that you can hear it clearly. We need to do that with the Lord, because he's doing fantastic things all over the place. You know, God is active all over this world. It might seem strange because we've just gone through the elections and gone through different elements and people are kind of up and kind of up. God is not like, oh, well, I only work in America. I don't know what else is going on around there. You know, that 370 million people, that's all I cover. The other 7 billion, I don't even pay attention to. That is so ridiculous. God is doing stuff everywhere. He's active, and the kingdom is advancing, and there's warfare taking place, and there's answers to prayers. And in different places, there's miracles that are taking place. God is moving. The question is, are we moved? Or do we need to be moved? Because the Lord is doing new things. So there's new in God's kingdom. There's new stuff in the kingdom of God. And I want to encourage you, if you're like feeling like nothing's ever new, get your tuner working right, man, because God is doing stuff all the time. Maybe you're not going to a fellowship. Maybe you're not connecting to the right people. Maybe you're sitting in a box. Get out of the box. You're not Jack. Get out. Here's the bottom line. There's new stuff going on all the time. You want to connect to it? It's there. You just got to make the decision you want to connect to it. And then recognize it. I'm telling you, if you come before the Lord and you say, I want to be connected to you. I want to know what's going on. I want to be in fellowship with people that love you. None of this is you being perfect. It's just being straightforward in the Lord. You watch what happens. You open your eyes and see. It'll blow your mind. We come back, we're going to talk about how God takes what is just absolutely ridiculously bad and makes something absolutely ridiculously good out of it. That's how active he is. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break, and we'll be back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation
consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
I've heard it said that the best way for a child to get a puppy is to beg the parents for a baby brother or sister. They'll settle for a puppy every time. Well, we hear a lot about settling these days. We're told that you can't always get what you want out of life, and so sometimes you have to settle. I'm all for being realistic and aiming for achievable goals, but I'm not in favor of giving up on one's God-given dreams. Jesus said that he came so we might have life and have it to the full. That doesn't sound like settling to me. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's best on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. That's Route66Life.com. Route 66. Start your journey home today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You can feel it today. Sometimes you get to a day and you're doing the radio and you're just like, wow. Just loving the Lord, loving the communication, loving things that are going on, whatever the Holy Spirit's doing. I'm for it. Let's do it. I do want to tell you this segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. ThinkSam.com is his website, one of the top real estate agents in the country. You buy or sell a house through Sam, he takes 25% of that commission, his gross commission, which is many things, but gross is not one of them. Anyway, he takes 25% of his gross commission, and he gives that to whatever church, charity, or ministry you want. Listen to this. Let's say you're selling your house, and you look at your house, and from the last segment, you go, you know, I have an unauthorized skylight. Or you're looking at it, and you're going, man, I need a front door. Or you're thinking, wow, it'd be nice if I had something in the front of my house, like a window. Anyhow, Sam will forward up to $25,000 for you to fix up your house so that when you list it with him and it sells faster. And then he takes that money back out at the close of escrow but doesn't charge any interest in any fashion. So it's kind of like a forward that you list it with him. You get together, do the listing with him. He helps you make those improvements. You make sure that there are the improvements that need to be done, like a front door would be good. And then what he does is when the house closes and the close of escrow, then he takes the money back out, doesn't charge you any interest. It's like, that is a awesome program for real estate. That's just a great thing to do for people who need some help. And that's what he does. ThinkSam.com, his number, 858-7801-SAM. Let's make sure you get this right. 858. 7801 SAM. There you go. ThinkSam.com. Give him a call. It doesn't cost any money. By the way, if you're not familiar with Sam, which he's been on the show several times, he was born and raised a Muslim and then became a Bible-believing born-again Christian. And that story, my friends, is a mind-blower. Fabulous, fabulous testimony from him. Love his testimony. All right. I just got something in my mailbox. Did you get one of these, Terminator Todd? I don't know if you got this yet or not. Did you?
No, I don't think so.
Saw some kind of office party. We're doing some kind of office party. You know what that means, right? Potluck. So what that really means is nobody wants to spend the money. Everybody's got to contribute a little bit. That's what that means. Salem Media Group sending the stock right up to the top.
I'll make my chicken wings again.
Well, see, some people bring really good stuff. Me, I get concerned because I can burn water, and it's like there's problems. So I always ask my wife, help me, help me, help me, Letterman, help me. Anyway, let's get into the next segment, next part of it. I want to say something. It will get better. What are you going through? Yeah, it'll get better. No, Dave, you don't understand. No, yes, I do. It'll get better. Well, you don't understand. It's really difficult. I understand that. It'll get better. That's what this one's called. What do you mean it'll get better? Genesis 41, 28 through 31. It is just as I said to Pharaoh, Joseph said. God had shown Pharaoh what he was about to do. 7 years of great abundance are coming throughout the land, but 7 years of famine will follow them. Then all the abundance in Egypt will be forgotten, and the famine will ravage the land, and the abundance in the land will not be remembered, because the famine that follows will be so severe. And I know you're thinking, how could you use that verse to tell me something better is coming? Watch. So Joseph, he's in prison. He interprets the dream for the cupbearer, the baker. And he gives these great dreams. Great job. Terrific. He goes in front of Pharaoh. He interprets the dreams. Here are the dreams. There were two dreams that had to do with sevens. And so one of them is like the 7 years of great abundance. Wowzer. Egypt, I'm lucky, guys. Yeah, we have 7 really good years. Nothing like the lions would ever see. But I'm just saying, 7 really good years. You know what I mean? But after that 7 good years, there's going to be 7 really bad years. How bad are these years? They're so bad. I don't even have a joke that Johnny Carson could pull out of it. It's so bad, they won't even remember the good 7 years, because the 7 years will be so bad. You think that is the worst. You're talking about a nation that's going to have a 14-year run, and 7 years are going to be fantastic. Everybody's going to be on top of the world. But then 7 years are coming that are going to wipe it out. You're thinking, that is depressing. How can that be getting better? I'm so glad you asked me that. Because you would think out of that, there's nothing better that's bad. It starts off good, then it becomes bad. What's good out of that, Dave? Genesis 45, chapter 45, verses 6 through 7. For 2 years now, there's been a famine in the land, and for the next 5 years, there will be no plowing or reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve you as a remnant on the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. You want to know how you know it's going to get better? Because even though there were 7 good years and then there were 7 bad years, and the 7 bad years were really bad, in the midst of the 7 bad years, God ordained for the saving of the nation Israel. I want you to get this. In the middle of the bad year time, when there was a drought and there was a famine and nothing was going good and everything was looking bad, while everybody is looking at it from the earthly point of view, God is preparing and preserving his people in the middle of the famine. That's what I want you to catch. You see, what we would see is the 7 good years and the 7 bad years. And what God is saying is, I'm going to create a nation out of this process. So in our minds, as we understand it, it's disparity. But in the mind and heart of God, it's a blessing. Think of how this went. Now this, and I'll give you a quick quote, Genesis 46, 1 through 4. So Israel set out with all that was his, this is Jacob, and when he reached Beersheba, he offered sacrifices to God, the God of his father Isaac, and God spoke to him in a vision that night and said, Jacob, Jacob, here I am. And he said, I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you into a great nation there. I will go down to Egypt with you, and I will surely bring you back again. In the middle of a famine, in a worldwide famine, or region anyway, where things were looking so bleak, people were selling their children to survive. Yeah, that's what happened. Get this. While the world sees nothing but disaster, God is like, watch, I'm going to establish the nation Israel, and I'm going to save them, and I'm going to protect them. Who would have saw it that way? But you see, in God, things get better. When you look at it just from our perspective, you look at things in that flesh or in that basic sight process, we miss the faith process that there's more going on than we see. And this is what I want you to catch. Let's say you're in a famine right now in an area in life. Maybe it's even work. You don't know what God is preparing for you ahead of time through that process. There's that wondrous saying, and I'll just relate you to this real quickly, and maybe you can catch this. But, you know, people always go, well, I don't know. I don't know what's around the corner. And that's when they're talking about going around a little mountainside on a road, and you don't know what really is going around that corner. You know what's coming the other way. No, you don't know what's coming around the corner, but you can know him who is around the corner before you get there. And that's not a bad idea. I'll never forget when I was in Acapulco with my folks when I was a young lad, and I was going from one hotel to another because we had friends that had visited from the same city. And the drivers, they back then, they would go so fast, and they would go into the other lanes, the opposing lanes. And go fast. And here I was, a little kid in the cab, going, whoa! And you never knew what was around the corner. And I didn't know the Lord then, but I thank him for his protection. But see, but now you can at least have this confidence that you don't know what's coming around the corner. But you can know him who creates the corner. You can know him who's at the corner. You can know him who's going when you go through the process of the corner. In other words, the Lord has something he's doing. And if the Lord is doing something and it's in your life, here's the one thing you can count on. It will get better. Because all things work together for good to those that love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. It's going to get better. Now, you might not see it the way you want to see it or when you want to see it, but God's not asking your permission. He's just going to get it there because that's who he is. Isn't that an awesome thought? Wow, you mean it's going to get better? Yeah, especially if you stay properly connected. It'll really get better no matter how ugly of a famine it looks like. It'll get better. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Phrase 1210 AM KPRZ.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie. Let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at excaliburroofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn.
Golly, Uncle Bob. If you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
Maranatha Chapel is having a special celebration for your enjoyment, and it's free. That's right. On Sunday, December 11th at 6 p.m., Maranatha Chapel is presenting our special guest speaker, Will Graham, grandson of the beloved evangelist Billy Graham, who will be bringing a special message proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also, Dennis Agajinian will be lifting up honor and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ through a special night of Christmas songs of praise and worship. Here's the best part. You and your family and friends can attend for free. Maranatha Chapel is located at 10752 Coastwood Road in San Diego. For more information, call 858-613-7800. That's 858-613-7800. Or go to maranathachapel.org. No child care is provided. The doors open at 5:30. Come December 11th and join us in the worship and special songs and hear the proclamation of the gospel by William Franklin Graham IV. Mark your calendars. It's going to be extraordinary. We'll see you there.
Okay, parents, listen up. What would you do if your teenager came home from school with a ring in his nose and his hair was dyed orange?
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. Today is Wednesday, November 30th.
The things that teenagers wear today that I think are strange are some of the piercings. I've been okay with some earrings, but when they start to wear tongue rings, that's just a little odd for me.
Well, I'm sorry, but me too. But undoubtedly, your children are going to want to wear something that you and I consider just a little odd. As you hammer out what's important regarding their appearance, I want you to keep in mind three things. First, make sure your own appearance models what you value. Secondly, help your teenager emphasize his or her masculinity or femininity while still maintaining modesty and being tasteful. And finally, determine to focus on your child's heart, not just their exterior appearance. The goal is not to make your child look like an outsider among their peers, but for them to reflect their inner character and their inner value. One final thought. In deciding what to wear, your child is forming convictions. Your job as a parent is to guide them in that process. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I probably should let you know that you can reach the show if you want to, davidspoon at kprz.com. I forget every once in a while. A lot of things I tend to forget. I've realized as I'm getting a little bit older and a little bit older, some things that seemed important aren't as important, and some things that seem less important become more important. But then I realized, oh, wait, I'm human. So a couple things to let you know. Weather, wow. Is this great weather? This is great weather. You think, well, how could it be better if we all had 30 days paid leave? That's how it could be better. Outside of that, it's just really nice. Again, you want to go to our Facebook page, The David Spoon Experience. You're welcome to send me a private message, as many people do, and have that private conversation. Always welcome to do that. I do want to let you know a couple of things. One, our Experience Israel tour with Pastor Sean Thornton. That's going to be coming in November. Let's see. I think that's like a 9-day tour, if I remember right, right? Not a 3-hour tour. A 9-day tour. You want to go to experienceisraeltour.com. That's Reuven Doran who coordinates those tours. And Reuven and I, I've talked to Reuven maybe 15 times, and we've had a chance to talk at length privately. And that guy knows Israel better than anybody I know that knows Israel knowing Israel. That guy knows it. So if you're looking to get a tour where the person knows what's going on, a Jewish believer, that's the guy you want to talk to. Don't forget about Chris Brown's True Stewardship Christmas $100,000 giveaway. It's $100,000 worth of prizes and cash. And he was on just the other day, a wonderful interview. Really enjoyed that. For that, you go to stewardship.com, stewardship.com. All right, let's get into our third segment of our discussion. So in segment one, we were talking about there's new in God's kingdom. And in section two, we were talking about it will get better, how God, even in the midst of a famine, established Israel as a nation, and that you might be in a famine, but you know what? That doesn't mean the end of anything. In fact, something fantastic is likely to come out of that because God is continually working in our lives. Here's a tougher segment to talk about. The title is essentially Nothing is Lost, which many people do not believe. So I want to kind of get into that, because I've had people say to me, you're going to tell me that God can, you know, bring something into my life that will be not just redemptive, but restorative in the fact of the things that I've lost, the things that I've done, even in the concepts of time that I've lost. Well, let's deal with that as honest Bible believing Christians and not try and, you know, make some kind of spiritual woo-woo about it. Let's just talk about it in the most direct, honest way. There are many of us who walk this walk, who have faith, and maybe don't activate it on a continual basis, but somewhat activate it to try to get going in it, feel that in our lives at some point and in some way there have been stolen blessings, blessings that we were maybe going into, and maybe they got sideswiped somehow. Some of us would have that same mentality in regard to broken dreams, something that maybe you anticipated the Lord was going to do. Not that he, you know, gave you a telegram saying he was going to do it, but maybe that was the sense you thought it was going to, and then it didn't happen. And, you know, I mean, hope deferred makes the heart sick, the Bible says. You know, so there's this loss or this sense of loss. And there's a lot of people that think that they've lost time. Where either before they became a Christian, if they were doing things they shouldn't have been doing, like I did before I became a Christian, that was a waste of time and a waste of life. Or you think that even afterwards and having tough church situations, tough relationships, and let's be honest, there's a lot of Christians that have gone through divorce situations once, if not twice. And there's a lot of people that think what a loss that is. I mean, it's just the whole loss and that process. I'm here to say to you personally, because I understand that what some of the teachers, even evangelicals, teachers say, I understand it. I just disagree because I think the Bible speaks clearly that Jesus is a redeemer and that he buys back that which is lost and that which is stolen. And that in God, really nothing is lost. And there's a couple of testimonies to that. not the least of which is that after Jesus did the fantastic miracle with the loaves, with the 4,000, not the 5,000, but the 4,000, he said, pick up all the baskets that are left over. Let nothing be wasted. God's not into wasting. Let me explain to you how far into this concept this is true theologically. We're going to use that with demonology and theology proper. God created Satan. To deny God created Satan is somewhere akin to super-duper bizarre. Now, if God wanted to, could God have not just simply said, Satan, you have now ceased to exist. You're gone. But instead, God, wasting nothing, utilizes Satan to teach his wisdom, God's wisdom, and he uses the church to teach wisdom to the universal powers, and God doesn't waste anything. If he wanted to get rid of Satan after he created him, he could have, but he didn't. Because God doesn't waste a thing. And you think, well, but Dave, this bad experience in my life, this hurt me, and this led me to this place. And oh, okay, so what you're trying to say is your painful experience was a waste of time, even though from that point to this point, God has showed you how much he cares for you, and that teaching to you was a waste of time, and you couldn't have understood that unless you got hurt that way? Is that what you're saying, that was a waste? That God allowed you to go through it so he can teach you how much he loves you? Is that the argument? Because if that is, that's bad. That's pretty weak, isn't it? Are you going to try and tell me that the things that he's allowed for to take place in your life, he hasn't utilized to bring you to some other place so that you can be in another realm or have your feet back on a rock with a new song in your mouth going through yet another trial and another experience as he conforms you into the image of Jesus Christ? Are you trying to tell me that the way that God works in your life is a waste? Because you better be careful when you say stuff like that. Because God doesn't waste anything. In Joel 2:25, it says, the Lord says, I will give you back what you lost to the swarming locust, the hopping locust, the stripping locust, and the cutting locust. In this particular case in Joel, God says, I'm going to give it back to you. In Psalm 71, verse 20, he says, though you have made me see troubles, many and bitter, you will restore my life again. From the depths of the earth, you will bring me up. The Lord allows things in our lives, but not for the purpose of us just having loss, but for the purpose of us gaining from divine points of view, divine perspectives. Listen to this. This is, if you don't know this psalm, I just want you to learn this psalm. This is a great psalm. You need to read, if you need to read it once a day before you leave the house, great. Psalm 126, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. That sound like somebody who's wasting things? Allowing whatever takes place, whatever transpires in our lives to go to this next level so we can be that much closer to him. Verse 6, those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy. It's like, what? You mean it starts off bad and then it becomes good and God can utilize that and nothing's lost? Are you going to tell me that that he who created time itself cannot give you the quality of time? Here's the theory. Let's say you spend 40 years of your life wasting it in bad living, as we would define it. What if God needed to get you to that point so you would say yes to him? And then he gives you the next so many years, and the fulfillment and the grace and the quality of those years is so good that it overshadows all the loss. That is redemption. That is restoration. That's what that is. And that's why we say Jesus is our Redeemer. He buys us back from the penalty of sin, and he buys us back from a life of lost. I believe the prodigal son was lost and then found. Think that kid was appreciative after that of his father's compassion compared to prior? Oh, I bet that kid did whatever his dad asked, right? That's the idea. That's the blessing. That's the grace. Keep that in your mind and heart. Nothing is lost in God's hand. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Our worth is measured by what God paid to rescue us.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional is written by Bill Crowder. There is a story that in 75 BC, a young Roman nobleman named Julius Caesar was kidnapped by pirates and held for ransom. When they demanded 20 talents of silver in ransom, about $600,000 today, Caesar laughed and said they obviously had no idea who he was. He insisted they raise the ransom to 50 talents. Why? Because he believed he was worth far more than 20 talents. What a difference we see between Caesar's arrogant measure of his own worth and the value God places on each of us. Our worth is not measured in terms of monetary value, but by what our Heavenly Father has done on our behalf. What ransom did He pay to save us? Through the death of His only Son on the cross, the Father paid the price to rescue us from our sin. 1 Peter 1 says, "It was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life, handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ." God loved us so much that He gave up His Son to die on the cross and rise from the dead to ransom and rescue us. That's what you're worth to Him. Sometimes we need a little extra motivation to help us spend time in God's Word each day. And now it couldn't be easier with email devotionals from Our Daily Bread. Sign up for the daily encouragement at getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Again, if you want to reach the show, you're welcome to davidspoon at kprz.com. Also, don't forget hisappointment.com. For those that are listening to any of this message and think, I need to hear this stuff, but a little more in depth, this is exactly what the book is about that I wrote. All of this stuff we're talking about. It just comes off of a different teaching from a different time. So we talked about the fact that in the kingdom of God, there's new. That was segment one. Segment two is it will get better, that even in the midst of famine, Israel as a nation was established in what was considered to be one of the worst famines in the world. And then the last thing we just talked about was that nothing is really lost in God. Even though you think you've lost time and dreams are broken and blessings have been stolen, that the Lord is able to redeem. That's why Jesus is a redeemer. And it even says in Joel 2:25, "I will give you back what you lost to the swarming locust." The Lord is able to restore to such a degree that the quality far exceeds the quantity and has that impact. Remember, you're talking about God who created time, can certainly make time functionally better because He owns time. You know how they always go, well, there's one thing you can't get back. It's time. No, but God can. He's an interlinear being. Uh-oh. What? God is an interlinear being. You're like, well, what is that? Well, you're a linear being. You're born and then you die. That's point one and point two. God exists in the past, the present, and the future continually. And you think, well, how does he do that? And my response is, well, that's why you're human and he's divine and he's immortal and you're mortal and he's a lot smarter than you. That's how. And you're like, oh, wait, that's, wow, that's cool. Right. That's what's cool about God. So in this wrap up, I want to make sure you understand it's never too far gone for God. So the sun, get ready because I'm going to have my Terminator Todd play this. So the sun, my friends, will come out tomorrow.
The sun will come out tomorrow. So you got to hang on till tomorrow. Come what may.
All right. So here's the idea. Isn't that great? The sun will come out tomorrow. So here's how this all came about. So I was at a conference in Mexico, in Cancun, and the person got up, he was a speaker, and I'm telling you, every other sentence, doom, gloom, doom, gloom. I mean, by the time you were 10 minutes into this speech, you were thinking, maybe I'll just go out into the ocean, find a shark, and offer myself. Because it was just so bad the way that he was saying everything is and everything was going to be. And it just like was one of those moments where we're getting together and we're talking. And I just like, you know, the sun will come out tomorrow. There is like this other element where the Lord is involved. It's not so far gone that God can't pull it back. It's like this, you can't have this hopelessness. And oh, by the way, if it gets really bad in persecution for Christians and they execute your life because you believe in Jesus, which is a distinct possibility, you know what happens? You go to heaven. So the bad thing gets you to a better place in a better light, in a better condition with better rewards. Not that bad. So it's like it depends on how you want to skew it or look at it. But it's never too far gone for the Lord to be able to bring it back, redeem it, strengthen it, heal it, touch it, do whatever he wants to do. Listen to this. Psalm 66, verse 12. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. You ever gone through fire and water? Fire burns you. Water tries to drown you. Just pick. And what's funny is that it's fire and water, so they're the extremes, right? How about this? 2 Corinthians 9:8. God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. God can do whatever God wants to do. I'm always amazed when people tell me what he can and cannot do. It's like, okay, well, he's God, so as the argument goes, it's just this simple. Have you gone through a really tough time, dry time, famine-ish time, broken dream time, lost time? It's never too far gone for God to operate in your life, to bring things back, to restore, to redeem, to heal. Never. It's never too late for God. For those that are like, no, no, it can be too late. You know, when a person passes on, it's too late. That's funny because when God was talking to Moses, God said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Long after it was thought they passed, right? He's not, I was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There's nothing too far gone for God. There's just nothing there that you can come up with. So here's one of these great elements. We talked about Psalm 126, and I hope you would kind of remember that. I'm going to close it out with Psalm 30, just in a couple of verses, because it's really just a wonderful, wonderful portion. Psalm 30, we're going to just pick it up in verse 5. For his anger lasts only for a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. And maybe it's a tough time, and maybe you're weeping, and maybe it's difficult, but you know what? Rejoicing can come in the morning. Verse 10. Hear, Lord, and be merciful to me, Lord. Be my help. You turned my wailing into dancing, and you removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. In our hearts, sometimes there's a bitterness and a crying and a weeping, but God can take that and turn it into dancing. God can turn the sackcloth of our soul into a sense of joy. Because the sun will come out tomorrow, and it's not beyond the power or the ability of our God to do fantastic things on behalf of his kids. I understand that different groups have different systems of belief, and I have zero problem with that whatsoever. But don't limit God based on what systematic theology you're operating in. If he wants to go outside that box, he will. The question is, can we believe that he would? Can he believe that he would do something fantastic? I don't know. He sent his son to die for us when we were enemies with him. That's fantastic. That's an awesome testimony. How would you not freely give us all things, he who gave us his son? If you think about it in those terms, if you kind of adjust it so that it's not positive thinking, which I don't support, but biblical processing, biblical thoughts. Okay. God loves me so much that he chose me. Wow. I wouldn't choose me. That's impressive. That's merciful. That's gracious. I'll take it. I hope you will, too. All right, folks, don't forget the sun will come out tomorrow. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then you'll hear Marty, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Studios of Cape Radio, 1210 a.m. KPRZ. This is the David Spoon Experience.